If I stay here with you, girl, things just couldn't be the same. Blah, blah, blah. You're not a bird, first and foremost, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a stupid idea. Like, what, did you fly away from your fucking, your 16-year-old wife pregnant? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about right now, guys? Like, this is very simple songwriting at its finest.
You're a human man. You don't have wings. Take your flights in planes. A tadpole becomes other things, but you'll never, ever change. Your feet are on the ground. The sky's not for you. You're not a bird, you cannot fly away. You're not a bird, you cannot fly away.
WFOD starts now.
Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, the man o' spice, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello, Travis.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Travis, it is almost Thanksgiving. Make sure you do not visit your family. It's important.
Important. Stay away from all the people that you've probably been hanging out with this whole time.
Yeah, don't hang out with them. They're bad. And if you do, you stay away from them like 9 feet. And you don't touch them.
How much social media shaming do you think there'll be if people post pictures of themselves at a Thanksgiving celebration this season?
Travis, you gotta all use your own spoons. If you're gonna go, make sure y'all use your own spoons. You know that?
Yeah, bring your own utensils.
That community spoon that you get the mashed potatoes out? Don't use that.
Nope.
Get your own.
Oh, got it.
No, so here's the problem, Travis. You can't use your spoon because then, like, the spoon that you're putting in your mouth, you're dipping in the community mashed potatoes. So what you need is a utensil system.
Okay.
Okay, so... You have utensils.
Mike.
Drunk?
Let me in.
Let you in?
You didn't unlock the door, fucko.
Yes, I did.
No, it's not.
You are the one who is a fucko.
Oh, door God is damn locked.
It. God damn it, drunk.
Can you hear this thing going? I hear the jiggling of the handle. Okay, drunk can't get in. We're off to a great start this week, everybody. Talking about Thanksgiving utensils. Mike was right about to get into his system. I know he's got a system in his brain going right now.
Okay, now Travis.
Probably thrown astray.
Travis, thank you for covering for me. That was seamless. I don't think anybody will even notice anything happened.
Probably not.
Travis, okay, so here we go.
Here's the system.
So like, you know when you go to somewhere fancy, and what they have is they have, like, different forks for different things.
Of course.
You know, you got your salad fork, you got your meal fork. Do you have a dessert fork, Travis?
Dessert fork, yeah, it usually comes out with the dessert.
So what you need? You need a fork for your eating, but you also need a fork for your scooping out of the community bowls.
Would it be better if you had
your salad fork? A
big, your own big serving spoon then?
Yes.
Or just bring your own serving spoon.
Everyone brings their own serving spoon, Travis. But you can't share serving spoons because you can't all touch the same handle.
Why?
Right.
You shouldn't be going in the fucking first place drunk. You guys Zoom your family.
What if half your family already had COVID anyway?
Well, they said that you could get it again.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
You think it's the media?
I don't believe that. There's like documented cases of people getting it. I don't. That's liars.
Fake news.
So everybody has their own serving fork to get the mashed potatoes out of the bowl.
The problem is, though, is the person who prepared the food is going to have used their spoons to create this meal.
Travis, I remember back in the day when we used to go to Steak and Shake. We used to dine in at Steak and Shake.
It was the best.
And they had the smoking section and the non-smoking section that was just blocked off by like a piece of glass that, I mean, it didn't go to the ceiling. It barely went above your head.
It's the same way at Denny's.
Yeah, like it's just a piece of glass. It means nothing. And that, I've noticed that they're doing that like at grocery stores now. They like put up like a little piece of glass.
Dude, at the Chinese food place I go to, it's not even plexiglass. It's saran wrap.
There's a restaurant in town here. It's like a bar restaurant, and between all of their dining room tables, they just dropped clear shower curtains.
And I guess that is so that like you can't sneeze like directly on them. But I don't know how that prevented lung cancer at Steak and Shake.
And it didn't, because the smoke got under that partition and also over that partition.
Yeah, I think it's all theater, Travis. I think we're just making up things so that people kind of go, oh, yeah, well, we're
doing
safe,
something.
Right? We're doing something.
It's just like that weird fog. Have you seen anybody use that weird fog gun machine that is supposed to de-virusize everything, where they walk around and it's almost like a bug fogger? They walk around and they shoot it all over communal touch points.
You fogging grandma, Travis?
Yeah, you just got to fog grandma. It's the same thing. I went to the library a couple of weeks ago, and it was the first time I actually seen it used while people were in there. And the guy comes out with this fogger thing and just starts shooting the checkout stands. And I was like, yeah, that's just fog everybody then, if this is, you know, Charlie, something that's actually going to work.
I'll tell you, my doctor, he gave me a Professional Zachary's a while ago. And since he gave me Professional Zachary's, I don't know if it's a placebo or what. But, you know, I think that my disposition is way better. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I
was about to say, what if your family lives in a county that gives no fucks?
Just gives no fucks?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is the county really going to do if you go over to your grandma's house?
Well, I mean, in this particular county, I went to the Bass Pro Shops the other day. Didn't even put my mask on. They don't care over there.
They don't care?
They don't care.
They said, hey?
Yeah. Now I walked in, and, you know, they got the lady by the sanitizing station with her mask on. She said, hey, how you doing? Didn't even say a word to me about putting a mask on.
The greeter position has become an everywhere thing. Like, everywhere has a greeter now.
Right, it used to only be Walmart.
Yeah, but now everywhere has a greeter.
And that greeter is actually the, hey, put your mask on person.
Right. Or to
And
to
they count. Very rarely actually say, hey, put your mask on.
Travis,
I don't know. Some municipalities around here are super strict about it, so it's...
Travis, I went into a Schnucks grocery store last weekend, and I went there early in the morning, and it was raining. And when I got in the door, I realized that I had forgotten my mask out in the car. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to go back out to the car. Because, you know, I want to be a good guy, Travis.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I wear the fucking thing. I'm not going to
make people feel better.
I'm not going to make a stink about it. You know, who gives a shit?
Slap a stupid ass mask on for 10 minutes.
And so the goddamn guy at the front, he kind of looks at me like, oh, no, I'm going to have to talk to this guy. And I mean, he was a teenage kid, Travis. He looked scared.
Well, you are an intimidating
They don't want
force.
Confrontation. They're making minimum wage.
Trevor, he looked scared. He looked like, I'm going to have to say something to this man, and he's going to yell at me. And I kind of looked at him, and I said, hey, man, I left my mask out in the car, and it's raining. Do you have masks here? And he goes, oh, yes, sir. And he brought me one, and I took the one from him. And I think it's been in my car for, like, 2 weeks, and I just wear that one most of the time now.
I have one in my truck too. That's just the disposable is just like my go to. Just throw it on.
Yeah,
and, you
it's kind of like, you know, back in the late 80s, they had the dice in the mirror. I got my face mask in the mirror now. Right.
That's the hip new trend.
But Travis, my work, okay, they have a safety woman. Her job is to be a safety person.
That's a made up title.
It is, because it didn't exist.
HR had to come up.
Her.
HR had a friend that needed a job, so let's create this safety lady.
Yeah, yeah. And so this gal, she walks around and she doesn't have shit to do. And a while back, like in the, you know, like when COVID was still a thing, Travis.
Is she one of those people that are like are all about her job too? She's like the czar of the safety?
No. She's very
She's probably
lax.
Trying to come up with shit to do.
Yeah, she goes, it's like anything else, drunk. She has to like walk around every now and then so that people think she's doing shit.
Yeah.
That's what we're all doing. We're just pretending to do shit.
Yeah.
So she got this magic plastic, Travis, that she put on all the doorknobs, all the door handles. All kinds of, and it's antimicrobial plastic, Travis. So what was happening is the janitors were walking around with like bleach solution, and they were cleaning all the door handles, and they were wiping down the elevator buttons, and they were doing all this stuff. And I mean, great, they should do that anyway.
But like, no, exactly. It shouldn't take a pandemic to get people to clean touching surfaces.
But yeah, like before this, I had never seen them clean the door handles. And when they started cleaning the door handles, I was like, oh, you know, my work, they're telling the janitors to clean the door handles. Great. So yeah, safety gal.
They actually clean the toilets now, too.
Gets this magic plastic, Travis. Puts the magic plastic on all the door handles. It's antimicrobial. It's good for months.
So
Travis.
Now they don't clean the
door handles anymore. Now we have magic plastic on everything.
So is that like that? Do we put plastic sheets down for a bedwetter?
It's fake. It's like the stuff that Alex Jones sells. Like he sells like a silver that you can drink to cure cancer or something, Trevor. It's made up. It's nonsense.
Yeah, well, yeah. Tell me what the difference is between touching this plastic and touching the door handle.
Well, it's antimicrobial plastic, Travis, and it's been there for months.
Well, it's funny too because you know I just got my bathrooms redone, and according to the guy, it will never mold or mildew, and I never have to clean the shit. Da 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 da.
That's not real.
Yeah,
this is all bullshit.
There's no
all of it's bullshit.
By the time it starts molding, he'll be long gone.
Right, exactly.
That number will be changed.
Yeah, and I'll have to pay my bathroom off and he'll just be gone.
The guy who installed my garage door opener, drunk, he said that if anything goes wrong with it, it's a lifetime warranty on my garage door opener. He installed it, he'll stand by it. So something went wrong with it. I messaged the guy. It blocked me on Facebook.
He's in Kentucky now.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Now that you can block numbers and block people on social media.
I messaged him.
Yeah, I stand right behind all of this.
It's like I'm having problems with my garage door opener, buddy. Blocked me. And I mean, I could look up his phone number probably, but by then I just figured it out.
It's called YouTube under a different name.
Travis, I watched a YouTube video.
Watch a YouTube video, and it's 2020. That's what you do now.
Now, Travis. Typically, in this month, and we forgot this month, as we are prone to do, but we usually encourage people to create
turkeys,
hand turkeys. The lost art of the hand turkey, Travis. It was something that we used to be very passionate about. Now
we used to be passionate about a lot of things.
I don't know what happened to us, drunk. What happened?
We lost our passion. No more flat drunks, no more tan turkeys, no more spooky month.
And so, guys, I'm not going to push it too hard, but I'll tell you what, if you want to put a smile on this old lump of coal's face, I'll tell you what
Travis,
you do.
Travis will send you a package.
you draw a motherfucking hand turkey, and you send it to the Dub FUD. Because we really like them. We really enjoy seeing a good hand turkey. If you're in the chat right now, we do have some folks in our live chat room found on strangelabel.com every Tuesday night, guys. Come by. If you're in the chat room, if you're listening, you can multitask. Draw us a fucking hand turkey right now, guys. Do it. Get in the spirit. We love to see them.
So are you making a turkey this year?
If your hand turkey is good enough, I'll even pull the William Shatner biography by Michael Seth Starr out of the prize closet.
Did Michael Seth Starr send you a William Shatner biography, Travis?
You got it, baby.
I didn't even know you got that.
I certainly did, and it's right here, brand new, unopened, fresh.
Interview.
You open it up, it's
directly
like
by the Dub FUD.
First time.
We got a lot of stuff in the prize closet. We should start like doing stuff with those. Travis,
yeah, I mean,
so are you going to do a turkey this year, Mike?
No, I eat turkey that other people make.
Yeah.
Yeah, I travel to places that make turkey.
Yeah.
You know,
so how many people will be at your Thanksgiving just at a
what's the number that you got to stay under? Because this,
I think it's 10.
Oh yeah, we'll be under that.
So
I think
we're doing my ladies.
Do kids count as half?
No, they don't even count.
They don't even count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're kids. No, so we're going to my ladies first, and that is going to be 7 people. And then we're going to my family's afterwards, which will be around 70.
70 people?
Yeah.
70?
Drunk, you can't have 70 people.
How is that even possible?
Well, my uncle's got 2 kitchens in his house, so that helps.
Travis, imagine how many serving spoons they're going to have to bring.
How big is this house that you can fit 70 people? Are you doing this in a pole barn?
It's not a small crib. We'll put it that way.
70 people. That's ridiculous. I wouldn't even want to be at a place where there were 70 people.
Yeah, Travis, don't you feel like this is like one of those things where, like,
for the most part, they're all directly related to me. So.
He got on Craigslist and found some other families and was like, fuck it, let's get as many people as possible. This is bullshit.
Well, my mom's the oldest of 9.
Fuck this fake news COVID bullshit. Let's do this. Oldest of 9?
Yeah, my mom's the oldest of 9.
And all of your family stayed in the same area?
Yep. And they all got kids, and you know their kids are starting to have kids, so it's a lot of people.
How do you decide who to talk to in fucking 70 people?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I'll be watching the football game, so whoever's watching the football game with me will be who I'm talking to.
That's usually what I do. You watching football and drinking beers? That's who I'm talking to.
Or if you're by the rye bread with the dill dip, and I decide to go over there and get me some rye bread with some dill dip, I'll be talking to you too.
Yeah, are you eating deviled eggs as well?
Right. I don't do deviled eggs. Ugh.
Travis, I have a bit of a bone to pick with old drunk.
See, old drunky drunk?
What happens is we do this show and we fill an hour with, you know, our life experiences. We dive into, you know, the goings on of the world, but, you know, ourselves as well.
Yeah, I think it's our unique perspective on all of the things going on while referencing our lives.
Travis, that's a great way to say it. Mm-hmm. So, but what happens is every fucking week we do this show. The show ends. We turn the microphones off. The music stops. Wild Bill says, well, bye, Travis. The show is over.
We did our Easter egg.
And then Drunk says,
oh, yeah, that's right. I was in a car accident. Well, no. You asked me.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even bring it up. Outside. Like, I go out in the front yard, and Drunk's driving a totally different car. He left out the very interesting car accident that he was in, Travis. And so what I said to him was, don't tell me about this right now. I'm going to write it down. We'll talk about it next week.
Well, I think, you know, what had happened was...
It had rained, and I got wet.
No, when I came back from vacation, I think Matt had also came back from a vacation or something. So we're trying to get two different vacation stories at the same time. I barely got half mine
Matt
out.
Matt hasn't been on the show in a month, drunk.
And vacation was a fucking month ago.
So you were in a car accident.
Yeah.
Where's your car, drunk?
The auto body shop.
What happened?
So we're driving to the old Colorado, right? And so the original vacation was supposed to be Monday through Friday in Aspen. Well, it turned out there's supposed to be a big old snowstorm in Colorado that Monday. So my lady's mom got a little worried about that. So she got us 2 extra days, Saturday and Sunday, in Breckenridge. Yeah, Saturday night we're driving to Breckenridge. And, you know, we did our little 15 hours or whatever the fuck it is. And we get to the place, sign in. They're like, oh, yeah, this isn't the actual hotel you're staying at. You got to go down the street and then go to the car garage and da-di-da-di-da-di.
What?
Yeah, so the place where you checked in was different than the place we actually stayed at.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Like it's Wisconsin Breckenridge, Dells, a bunch of that.
Crazy.
It's like a resort kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
Oh.
So check in, go to where we're actually supposed to go, which is a car garage. Scan our key, get in the car garage. Now, this pillar is like halfway in the parking spot.
Wait, drunk. So you didn't have an accident with another car? You just ran into a pillar?
So I'm turning in, and I know I'm not going to clear it, so I straighten her on up, right? Getting her straight on up, and I'm looking out the door side, and I'm like, Lindy, am I clear? And she's like, yeah. And so I keep going, and I hit my back door with this pole because my lady said I was clear.
Were you intoxicated?
No, but I've been driving for 15 hours, so I mean, I might as well have.
I feel
like
the only time I've ever hit an inanimate object was when I've had a bunch of alcohol in me.
So, yeah, I hit a big old pillar in a parking garage on my very first day of vacation, which, you know, doesn't feel good.
Did your vacation require you to drive for the rest of it?
Well, I mean, I had to drive from Breckenridge to Aspen 2 days later. In a snowstorm.
Follow-up question. Does your lady friend's family have a bunch of money that her mom is the one that bought you 2 extra days on your vacation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we didn't pay for the original vacation either because her uncle double-booked vacations.
So you just took somebody else's vacation?
Yeah. They're like, oops.
She does have a sister?
They were like, yeah, well, she's married, but... they're like, oops, accidentally double booked our vacation. You guys want to go to Aspen? And we're like, yeah, sure.
So was your lemon still drivable?
Lemon? It's not a lemon.
Okay. Yeah, too bad it didn't get totaled out, right?
Yeah, that would have been great, right?
Anywho, no, it didn't get totaled. Yeah, and it's still drivable.
You're just getting it fixed up?
Yeah, because I mean.
Think they'll give you a free car wash this time?
I doubt it. I mean. God love them, but this auto body place ain't like, you know, your name brand auto body place. So
is it just some?
Give me your top 5 favorite name brand auto body places,
Travis. I think the guy down the street from me, he has like a car repair shop going, like right at the stop sign down there, because there's always like 20 cars parked out in front of his house. On either side of the street, and he's got, like, you know, that netting that you put in your garage door so the bugs don't get in?
Yeah.
He's got that, and he's got a TV out there, and he's just always out there, and there's always so many cars. Either that or he's stealing cars.
Is that legal? Can you operate an auto body place or auto shop out of your own garage?
I don't think you can, Travis, but I think that we live in a lawless land and everybody's got bigger fish to fry.
If you see something, say something.
Drunk got in a car accident and you should have told us about it. That's what we show up for.
Well, before you get mad, I'm in the middle of a dental procedure. I want to make sure to share everything with you guys. You know, I have to get another crown on one of my teeth. It's a back tooth. they put the temporary crown on. Just like a day later, the temporary crown broke. Had to go back in the following Monday, get a new temporary crown.
Did he accidentally swallow it?
No, it broke into like a little chunk came off of it. It was digging into the side of my tongue. Then on Monday, I went in to work and was drinking some water. And I was like, why is my tooth moving? And then I just put my fingers in my mouth and pulled the rest of it off. Oh, it just came right off. So they went back in and they put another temporary crown on. And now this one's got a chip out of it. And it's sharp and digging into my tongue. So that's could be why my mouth isn't working very well, because every time I talk or drink or move around, it stabs into my tongue and I get pain. So,
well, you know, that's the thing.
Mike, so, yeah, that's what's
Mike wants us to put our whole lives out there on the podcast with. It's hard to remember everything, Mike. It's hard to remember everything.
It is. It is very hard.
It's not. It's not hard.
Did I tell? When I first had this work done. This is my third crown, by the way. So I'm not a noob. Jesus. When it comes to dental work. Yeah, my teeth are fucked.
I hope you got that good dental insurance.
It cost me about $500 every time they put one of these things in after insurance. The very back tooth in my left side. And if you've ever had dental work done and you know if they have to numb you for that back tooth, it is literally like one of the worst places to have to get numb, because they have to shoot the Novocaine into the half moon cusp of your jaw, which, you know, there's not really any gummy part there. It's just fucking hard. And my dentist is great. Like, he's really good at his job. And this last time I was in there, he was, administering the Novocaine after putting in the topical, pushes it in,
put a nice little clap of Orajel on before they give you the shot.
Yep. Little topical. They let the topical take place. And then he starts giving you a shot. And he's always been really good. He was the first one that I ever had where, when he's administering the Novocaine, he shakes your cheek. And you would think that wouldn't actually make a difference, but it totally does, because it just takes your mind off of what he's doing in your mouth. He's administering the Novocaine. You know, they plunge it a little bit, shoot a little bit of Novocaine in, back it out, shoot it in another spot. Well, at some point, towards the very end of this thing, I could feel the plunge. It was like hot water rushing along the side of my face. It was like if you took an air compressor and blew up a beach ball, like just that fast. The whole side of my face was numb automatically. And again, if you're familiar with dental procedures, Novocaine usually takes a little bit of time before it actually like starts to numb things. This was literally instantaneous. So when he's done, he's like, oh, you did a good job. That's a really bad place. He's like, we'll let this sit here. We know that it works when, you know, the left side of your face is numb and you can barely feel your front lip. So that's when it's in there. And as soon as he pulled the needle out, I'm like, no, it's there already. It's there. He's like, that's why I flinched. He's like, oh, must've shot that directly into a nerve. So, you don't want to shoot a numbing agent directly into a nerve, I guess is my point.
Sounds like a bad thing, Travis.
It was pretty terrible. But yeah, so I'll go a week from Friday. I'll go get my permanent crown in the back of my mouth. So that's pretty much what's new with me.
You gonna send us a pic?
I doubt it.
I mean, you got to be proud of these things, Travis.
Yeah, I mean, so far it'll be, after that one's done, it'll be $1,500 worth of crowns in my mouth.
Right,
so
that's something that you should display.
Okay, look what I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a rapper, the $1,500 would be in the front of your mouth.
Ooh, dude, and this one's going to be metal, too. They said, grill. Hey, you want metal? He's like, it'd probably hold up better. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. And it's in the very back of my mouth. Who's going to fucking see it? So it'll probably be a silver tooth.
Whatever's cheap.
Yeah, man.
Tell you what we're going to do.
What are we going to do, Drew?
I think we're going to take a break.
Okay. We'll be back.
You should give your mom a big hug and tell her it's from The Undertaker.
Honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is. Shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks, ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
Mm-mm.
Here at Strange Label, we want to remind you to use your head. Don't drive drunk.
Let me set you straight about something right now.
Live. Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
WFOD presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter block recipient.
Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter block recipient.
If a person can erase your access to them with the click of a button, don't be incredibly shocked when they decide not to see you calling them a cunt every day.
You blow Putin.
Yes, he is the president, and what you say shouldn't matter to him, because he should have a thicker skin. But it does. And he doesn't.
Kofi Fett!
So take the W. Don't post the screenshot 20 times and make it into a civil rights thing. You just look silly. So here's to you, Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter block recipient.
Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter block recipient!
Yo, it's Pharrell, aka Skateboy P. So check out
WFOD
right here. Right now, turn it the fuck up.
That's my favorite album of all time.
Yeah.
Not a bad song on that album.
No, it's fun. I don't know how all these people are getting into the chat. This is 2 weeks in a row I can't get in.
Do the pop-up chat.
Hey, what browser are you using?
Mozilla. And I have problems with that one, Charles. The only one I can get it to work on is Microsoft Edge.
You have to use Google Chrome.
Yeah, all I use is Google Chrome. What the fuck are you talking about, Microsoft Edge? It's the only one I can get it to work on, Charles.
Jesus Christ.
Travis.
Hey, before we get into anything else here, real quick, can either of you tell me the difference between a Logan Paul and a Jake Paul?
Well, they're brothers, Travis. They both do YouTube things.
And they both box, I think.
They both
what is
have
the difference?
Like blonde, goofy hair, poofy, like at the top.
Which one went to Japan and desecrated
that
all
was
of their spots?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. And he's the UFC or guy that says he could beat up UFC people?
That's
is that
Jake
right?
Jake Paul.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I think that they found out that they could do boxing matches and that it could be lucrative for them. I don't think they like actually.
Well, they're very tall fellows, right?
Are they tall?
They are tall.
Okay.
So they got a good reach.
Are they twins? They're twins, right?
I think they're like a year or two apart.
No, cuz I see these Pauls and neither one of them ever looks different than the other one.
Well, they're just and like the politicians. Like you can't tell the Pauls apart from them either. So
is that racist of me to say I can't tell the difference between Pauls?
Trevor, my wife, she likes watching the Shane Dawson guy's videos, and he did like a 5-part series on whether or not Jake Paul was a sociopath or not.
And isn't Shane Dawson the one that everybody tried to cancel saying he was a pedophile?
I think they've tried to cancel him a couple. Yeah, I think they said like he fucked his dog or something. They've tried a couple of times. But yeah, no, he did like a 5-part series. And he like went and talked to Logan Paul. He was like, "Hey, Logan Paul, are you a sociopath?" And Logan Paul was like, "No, I don't think so." And I mean, that was the big reveal.
And that was the gist of it.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Case closed.
Like, you want to go ride around on my 4-wheeler? I'm rich.
My kid, my 8-going-on-9-year-old is a YouTube freako, and it bothers me. This is what happens: is he finds somebody on YouTube and watches them, and I'm like, God, this person sucks. I can't stand their voice; they're loud. And then
about 4
he finds
videos
new
later.
People, and I yearn for the days of the original people because they're so much less obnoxious than the new people he found.
That's happened. That's happened to me a couple times, Travis, because Laura, she liked a hairstyler guy, and I hated him. I was like, this guy sucks. His name's like Brad Mondo, and he, I think he watches other people's YouTube hair videos and says why they did a bad job.
So he's a reviewer.
Yeah, he watches other people's stuff and says, "Oh no, you shouldn't have done it like that. That was a bad haircut."
He owes money to the Fine Brothers, though.
But then she started watching this other guy, his Nick Okado Avocado, and he just eats food and yells. He's the worst.
You're
Travis.
You're ladies in a mukbang.
The worst one my boy has found, and they're not, their earlier videos were not so obnoxious because he's gone back and watched some early videos that I've seen and they're not as bad. But then they realize that if these brothers, if they talk loud and fast and shriek, it must have been good for their YouTube channel or something, because I know they're millionaires and it bothers me to no end, but it's like this Collins Key. And they just scream and yell all the time. I have to tell them, if you're going to watch YouTube, turn the TV down at least 6 notches from where you would watch a regular TV program, because you can hear it through the entire
fucking
house.
Because yes, I can see. It's just for blue light, because I look on the computer every up at the time. SpaghettiOs.
You know who he reminds me of?
He's this really fat guy. And
he reminds me of Otho from Beetlejuice.
He has a homosexual lover. Yeah, kind of. He looks like him. and they just yell at each other. They hate each other, but it's all fake. And you can tell it's fake. Like, he's doing a character. But then they just, like, go buy everything that Taco Bell sells. And they sit there and they eat Taco Bell. And I mean, like, the guy has millions of views.
Oh, this unspeakable dude I guess it's a crew. I don't know. I think there's a main dude, but this, like, my boy watches, and they, you know, they do all sorts of ridiculous shit, like drop watermelons off of like a third floor, like staircase. But then they like do shit like they'll like, they made a they own a warehouse, of course, because all these YouTubers have to have a warehouse so they can do all their shit.
Well, yeah,
they built like an entire house out of Legos that is like built for like a 4-year-old where you have to crouch to be in it. But they got like a Super Nintendo in there and shit.
But Travis, and that
this one has penetrated my kid so much where he owns an unspeakable sweatshirt. He paid with his own money, his own savings. He's like, I got to get myself an unspeakable fucking sweatshirt.
But I mean, that stuff, like, everybody, I get it. Okay, you made something and you made a video about it. You know, like, you have a warehouse, you did something. Like, the Mr. Beast guy, I mean, like, he does dumb things, but at least he does a thing. Like, I watched one where they went through the same drive-through for 12 straight hours and just kept ordering things. Like, and he spends a shitload of money and did I say spends a bunch of money, Travis. But this guy just yells and eats Taco Bell, Travis.
What's wrong with Taco Bell?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
My kid is watching this other one that I don't mind him so much because he's like an actual artist guy. He's got a crew as well. But what he does is
drug
like
crew?
he'll he's really kind of annoying, but he actually does shit. Like, he's a really good artist, but he'll like, he paints up a bunch of iPhones and I don't even know the guy's name, but like customizes iPads and iPhones and all this sorts of shit. And then he'll just like give them out to people on the street, or he'll like make his friends do stupid challenges to win like a personalized iPhone, whatever the new iPhone is and stuff too. He annoys me a whole lot less because the guy actually has some kind of talent. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, what do you watch on YouTube?
Prince music videos and concerts. I just watched You Can't Do That on Television from Nickelodeon this weekend.
I usually watch the Barstool guy review pizzas.
Oh, I like that too. Oh, you should watch the Barstool guys. There was some Barstool guys they called Rediscovering America. It's like a half hour video of them kind of doing a, not really a Borat thing, but they just go to these weird ass places like the Cornhenge Museum, Ohio. It was very entertaining.
We got a Christmas music submission that I wanted to share with you, and I haven't.
Ooh, this one's early.
Some hot chocolate.
Yeah, we've gotten a few, Travis, and I don't know if any of these are going to be like, you know, new classics.
What was the other one besides the hot chocolate?
Well, we had hot chocolate. We had Winter Break, of course.
Winter Break is my favorite.
Was that the older one?
What Will That's You Do for kid. Christmas? We had the Christmas Rose.
Yeah.
So we've had a few, but this one we just got today. It's from a band called Jinx. They are a two-piece electro-pop.
Is that Jinx
group.
With a J or a G?
It's a J-Y-N-X, okay. Drunk. And the name of the song is High for Christmas.
Okay.
And I wanted to run it
legal
by
you guys. Legal and getting, I think, take 10 states now, so...
If I wanna get high.
The holiday cheer, I almost wanna smoke the tree. The eggnog's flowing while the Christmas tree is glowing, just dealing with my family.
Jersey got a womp womp.
I mean, I don't hate it. I've heard you better, but I've heard worse.
Womp womp.
You know who would like that? More. Is
We need to get drunk to hate this. How do you not hate this after like the first two sentences?
You know, well, because she wants to get high for Christmas. Drunk's easy to please.
Our old friend, smoke some trees. Our old friend Polly Deuceknuckles would like that one.
You think? And now here's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I'd cut the grass to it.
I was going
to
ask. Could you cut the grass to this?
I'd cut the grass. Drunk cousin
Betty. Did you snow blow your driveway to this?
Snow blow. This ain't Wisconsin, buddy. We only get like an inch. All you need is a shovel here.
She kind of has that that rapping style, Travis, where you'd think that like she's right. My name is Mike, and I'm here to say,
gonna rap in a Christmas way. Like she's like a borderline decent singer, but not quite good enough not to rap.
You're saying she's no Iggy Azalea?
Well, I mean, who is, right?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Sweet potato fries and fish heads with eyes.
Wait, what?
Fish heads with eyes.
That's just because it rhymed, right? But the sweet potato fries, that wasn't even a good thing to say. That whole rhyme sucked.
None of these things are sweet potato fries and fishes with eyes are not Christmas things, right?
What is this bitch talking about, Travis?
I hate to bring out my privilege, but maybe it's a cultural thing.
You think?
You think that culture is eating Easter oyster soup for Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where are these people from? Because it might be a cultural thing. Now that I think,
maybe
about
maybe they're from the overseas.
Are they from like Sweden?
Jinx has a new single available on all digital platforms. Thanksgiving Day. Ooh, Travis, we're getting an early release here.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry I talk shit about it.
It doesn't say where they're from. Sincerely. Well,
I rescind my stop talking shit about it. I do talk shit about it.
Jinx is an electro-pop new wave duo located in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yeah, then forget it. They're garbage.
They play a keytar. One of them plays the keytar, Travis, which that's pretty fun.
Is one a man and one a woman, or are they both ladies?
I think it's a man and a woman, but they have like...
Ooh, we should get them on, and then I can pitch them my Craigslist love connection thing.
Harlow on lead vocals. Okay, so that's a gal. And Key Aarons on electric guitar and bass. Key Aarons. K-I-I Aarons. So I guess it's two gals, Travis? Is that what I'm getting from? Because I doubt K-I-I is a man, right?
In this day and age, I refuse to make any conjectures.
Dude.
Oh, it's a woman and a bald man with a mustache. Key Aarons is a man, Travis.
Key Aarons is a man.
Travis, they look okay. Very futuristic. Drunk, look at these folks. These folks, they look like they're getting high for all the holidays.
That man looks like he's what the fudge is my
tofu? Maybe it's her dad.
Yeah, maybe it's her dad or her uncle or something. Or, I mean, maybe they're both old and...
She don't look too bad.
Could you cut your grass too?
I mean...
I would, yeah.
You wouldn't be cutting the grass to a Christmas song.
Let's see. Call my grandma the OG Kush, cause she's chill like a green Jell-O mold. And crazy Aunt Rita, she's just like Sativa. She's pretty fast for being old. And she likes jinx, 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 jinx. Well, that's just lazy writing, Travis.
No, never mind. I love it.
You're into it now? You turn the corner?
I love that portion of it. I really do. I like it. Jinx, jinx, jinx.
So, they said the same thing every year, turkey. Does everybody eat turkey on Christmas?
I guess these people do.
We eat prime rib, baby.
I was about to say, usually we have turkey for Thanksgiving and ham on Christmas.
We do. We get turkey and ham for Thanksgiving because my father-in-law is crazy and likes to make enough food for 70 people when only, 10 people show up.
But then you got to send everybody home with leftovers. That's part of the
Everybody fun. Gets leftovers. I love it because then after I feel like I want to throw up, I'll have a couple cocktails, watch a movie when I get home, and then I'll be like, it'd be delicious is some of that cold ass ham out of the fridge.
Well, so what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
I like a good stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing's my favorite.
Yeah.
Half my plate is stuffing.
Yeah, like homemade stuffing with like sausage and shit in it. You can't beat that. Yeah.
Travis, I watched the video of Cooking with Coolio where he makes White Castle stuffing.
Yeah.
And I want to try it.
I've seen it. I've
what does
seen
he
it
use?
Before.
White Castle burgers?
Yeah, he like chops them
up.
Yeah,
he's a crave case.
And then he tosses in some green onions and some things. Travis?
And then makes stuffings out of them?
Makes stuffings.
And
what does he throw that shit in a food processor?
No, he just kind of cuts it up with a knife. And he puts it in the oven, and whenever he does a transition in his videos, he goes, Shaka Zulu! Cooking with Coolio.
Is he looking pretty old?
That's good.
Coolio's
got to
be looking pretty old, right?
Yeah, he has fake pigtails taped to the top of his hat, Travis. He's just bald.
Oh, sure.
But, he has that image of like, the guy with the piggy tail things, so he just...
His original... pigtails though, right? Like, wouldn't you think that Coolio, every time he cut them off, would have saved them?
And I wonder if he could auction those off, like a Coolio pigtail. I mean, could you put that on eBay, Travis, and you say, this is an original Coolio pigtail. It has That'd a certificate like, of authenticity from Coolio with a hologram sticker on it.
That'd be like Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans cutting off that hair that looks like a giant turd falling out of his helmet. Travis, you could totally sell that.
Now, if you were a Coolio fan.
And who's not?
What would you pay? Like, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, in all honesty, Drunk, we have all been spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise, right? Yeah. So, like, if you were, like, the number one Coolio fan, and they put a Coolio pigtail on eBay, like, what would you pay for it, Travis? I mean, like, it's like a piece of his body. Like,
Mike, that auction on eBay, bidding on that, that would be a fantastic voyage.
I'd have to think whatever it'd go for at least a hundo.
$100, Drunk?
I think so.
I'd have to go.
A Coolio pigtail would go for $2,500 minimum.
You think?
As long as there was a picture in the listing of Coolio holding the pigtail and Coolio signing the certificate of authenticity.
And it has to have a hologram sticker, Travis. That's important.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
Right. Travis, let me ask you a question. It's the week of Thanksgiving. We're all going to do our best to maintain social difference.
No, we're not.
Distance.
Not me.
Let's maintain our social differences.
We're going to maintain our social difference, Travis. We're gonna get our own serving spoons. But do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Travis? Something that people don't know to know about? I've been drinking, Travis. I finished off my bottle of sangria, so...
I don't.
You have no.
I guess if I was going to pick anything, it would be Tom Brady shitting the bed on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look up some YouTube videos of him throwing some amazingly inaccurate passes and some just garbage interceptions.
He's looking real fucking old.
Anybody could
he?
Have seen coming.
He's looking real fucking old. Drunk?
Fucking time. Drunk. Watch the Bruce Willis Die Hard battery commercial where he plays John McClane.
Pretty good.
Fucking battery in his car.
Pretty good, right?
It's got the African American fellow from the first Die Hard being the bad guy.
And it's Samuel L. Jackson's in it too.
No, he isn't. Yeah.
He is.
Who?
Samuel L. Jackson.
No, he's not.
The one
I saw he was in. Maybe I saw the extended version.
Argyle was in it.
And yeah, Argyle. Was Argyle in it?
Argyle was in it. He's the limo driver. And then the black guy with the glasses who...
Yeah, the second in command to Hans Gruber.
Yeah, the guy who was good with the computers and stuff.
Yeah, well, he was always chewing his gum real fast.
Yeah. Chewing his gum real
fast.
The
one I saw, Samuel L. Jackson's in like a crane.
No, you didn't
That
didn't happen.
That was that guy. He was in a crane, and then Bruce Willis threw a grenade in it.
Watch it again, Drunk. You didn't
take one more look. Yeah. It's my pick of the week. Watch it again.
Hey, Travis, I want to get high for Christmas. Ooh. They're doing the remixing now.
You got any weed? It'd
be a lot cooler if you did.
Drunk pick of the week, buddy?
Drunk's pick of the week. This Thursday, I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to do some fishing. Then I'm going to watch some football. And then I'm going to eat food.
Yeah.
And not practice social distancing.
So Thanksgiving is your pick of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Travis, pick of the week. We watched a television program on the Netflix. It's called We Are the Champions, and it's a show about competitions.
Is it about Freddie Mercury?
No, and there was a specific episode Queen. That we watched that I enjoyed. It was all about dog dancing, and these people, they compete. They teach a dog to dance with them.
Let's not forget the dog show on Thursday.
Oh, is it? That's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fucking Westminster Dog Show. But you know what? The Westminster Dog Show, Drunk, ain't
shit. It's not the Westminster. The Westminster's later in the year.
compared to these
fucking... This woman's the national dog show.
These dog dancers. And it's got to be televised. It's probably on YouTube. But these motherfuckers compete. They teach their dogs to dance. And they do the dance with the dogs. And so, like, they're getting a score with themselves and with the dog and how they dance together. And the Russians... Travis, they're trying to make it an Olympic event. And I'll tell you, if they make that a fucking Olympic event, I'll watch it every game.
Finally watch the Olympics.
Looks like Lisa wants a pick of the week.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Before I forget, apparently Bill S. Preston Esquire, renowned documentarian Alex Winter, has made a Frank Zappa documentary, which apparently is available now in select theaters and comes out on the 27th on demand. I am very excited to see this. I love Frank Zappa, was a huge fan in high school. And Alex Winter has been making some really good documentaries. So I'm very excited to see this Frank Zappa documentary, which I believe is just called Zappa.
All right. Lisa's pick of the week is cottage cheese. It sounds delicious. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
She's in the chat. She said, what happened to my
cheese, pick? What are you talking about? Cool Ranch Doritos.
What is she talking about?
Cottage cheese on Cool Ranch Doritos?
Oh, yeah. Dip it. You know what?
Is that a thing?
Travis had that as a pick of the week like a long time ago, and I tried it. It's to die for.
Dude. Yeah? It's really good. Like cottage cheese.
So, you get so a fucking tub of cottage cheese that's just for your Dorito dipping?
Yeah, because you're going to stain your cottage cheese with Dorito dust. But yeah, the Cool Ranch powder with the consistency of the chip and the cottage cheese is the perfect combination.
Yeah, it's good.
So can you do it with like the, you know, Flamin' Hot?
I'm telling you, you can do it with any Dorito, but the Cool Ranch Dorito is the one to do it with.
You do it with nacho cheese, that's still pretty good.
It's still pretty good.
But yeah, Cool Ranch, that's
I usually either get the purple bag, which is the sweet chili, or I'll get, you know, the Flamin' Hot ones.
Drunk, you could do it with literally any Dorito, but I'm telling you, try it first with the blue bag. Do the Cool Ranch first, and then expand your horizons. The Cool Ranch, you'll never top it.
It would be a good meal by itself.
Yeah, it's kind of like chips and salsa, except
Doritos
and cottage cheese.
You get you some Cool Ranch Doritos, you get you some cottage cheese, and you just sit down and you watch yourself a football game drunk. You just put that cottage cheese right on your belly, and you just fucking
Don't get the tall cottage cheese, though. Get the short one, because if you get the tall one, you're going to eat it all, and then you're not going to feel great at the end.
That, it's hard.
I'm going to have the poops.
It's hard to dip them that far down.
Okay.
Yeah, before you get to the bottom.
Just
your hands will be filled with cottage cheese.
Yeah, buy two shorties drunk.
Okay. Yeah. That way I can have two different sessions.
Yeah.
Lisa, great suggestion for cottage cheese is the pick of the week. I appreciate that.
What happened?
Cottage cheese, the Dairy Council. Very good. I'm glad she's supporting our
nation. It's probably from Wisconsin. I'm sure it is.
Country Cottage. So that's cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Is that like a name brand, Travis? Cottage?
Not in my neck of the woods.
Cottage Country?
That means she's probably using that California cottage cheese. Fuck that.
Fuck California.
Get that
dairy.
Shit from Wisconsin. Ugh.
Yeah, no.
They think that they fucking know dairy, but they don't know dairy.
They got their cottage cheese from New York City.
New York City? Bullshit.
Guys, we did it.
We fucking did it.
Happy Thanksgiving, I guess, and Black Friday.
Fuck yourself.
And
so is that going to be our show next week, is just talking about how terrible Black Friday was?
I don't think they're doing Black Friday, are they? Isn't Black Friday kind of canceled? Really, fucking Walmart had all their discounted promo movies out.
Right, can you imagine all the people that are like, you know, got to wait in the one in, one out line? They're already fucking...
Everybody's starting their Black Friday sales tomorrow online. And Walmart is actually nationwide, I believe, is closed on Thanksgiving for the first time. And who fucking can say when?
Yeah, people who would go out on actual Black Friday this year, they just like it for the sport, I think.
Yeah, I noticed Bass Pro Shop is going the other way. They're doing like noon to 6 on Thanksgiving, and then they're closing at 6. So, I mean, kind of good for them, too. So. Well,
that's perfect way to end the show.
What's a
You're so fucking bored, you're yawning at the end.
What's a good drop that I haven't said in a while?
I don't know. Whichever one you want, drunk. Feel or
give us a nice holiday. Give us a nice holiday drop.
My wife.
Wow.
What else we got?
I mean, there's, really a, whole, there's a whole bunch.
Drunk. Fuck me, Zach Morris. I'm Dill Dannon. I did that last week.
Well, you can do whatever you... Drunky, you did the same one for...
Well, I'm trying to, you know, mix it up.
Diversify?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? Do-do-do-do!
Carol fucking Baskin!
There we go.
That's pretty good. Mike, why didn't you talk about this movie?
I didn't watch it.
Fucking echo is driving me crazy. I mean, I'm seriously losing it. I'm going to have to bounce off this one. Mr. Ego, I change and I stay the same. I change and I stay.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.